And we're
Love
back.
Radio.
And I'm back with 96 Live. I'm your host, Robert Hart. And we're having our Festival of Stars preview and live interview with Brown Sugar Substitute. And they're supposed to be having practice right now. We're going to see if we can get them on the air.
Hello.
Hello, fellas. Can you hear me?
Hello. We're here.
Okay, so you're Brown Sugar Substitute out of Greenwood, right?
That's correct.
Okay, can you introduce the band members for us?
All right, well, we're minus one today. We're missing our lead singer and lead guitar player. He's got to work. His name's Keller Ridgway. He's our lead guitar player, lead singer. We got to my left, we've got Austin Landers, our bass player.
Hello.
We got Will Thompson.
Hello.
Our auxiliary percussionist. We've got Zay Sanders, who is our drummer.
Hello.
And I am I'm Granger Smith, and I'm the rhythm guitar player / alternate vocalist, as well as Will Thompson.
Okay. How long you guys been together?
We've been together probably 3 years, about 3 years now.
We took a little bit of a break, but 3 years is good.
Yeah, we've been together for a good solid 3 years.
Okay, and what type of music do you play?
Lordy, who wants to answer the what type of music do we play?
We play a lot of rock improv.
Yeah, a good jam. You could classify us as a jam band, but we kind of incorporate the non-typical jam band songs into a jam format and kind of roll with it. We don't necessarily work with set lists per se, and we won't be doing that on Friday night. We're not going to have a set list. It's all about on-stage communication with each other and kind of going from song and seeing what we can make that way. Each show is unique, that's for sure.
Okay, so you guys are ready to perform Festival of Stars, huh?
That's correct, man. Looking forward to it.
All right, hold on. I think we have another guest on the show.
Uh-oh.
It's always surprising.
Barack Obama?
Live radio.
Vice President.
Not quite. Welcome to the show. I believe we have Jennifer Donlin, our...
Hi.
Hey, Jen.
Hello.
Hi.
Jen.
Okay, Jennifer, tell us what's going on for the Festival of Stars this year.
Well, as you've heard, we're going to have Brown Sugar Substitute Band, who is going to do our concert in the park Friday night, and we'll have food and craft vendors there, and we'll also have amusement rides. So we are looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to hearing them. Love you guys. Let me just throw that little plug in there for you. You guys are great.
Thank you.
And we're like, yeah, you're welcome. And then Saturday we start out at 10 o'clock with our Main Street Parade, and then from there everything goes down to the park for an auto cruise-in. We have a watermelon eating contest for the kids. There's a hot dog eating contest. There's a car, truck, and motorcycle contest, and there's also music and live entertainment all day long, all the way up to 9:45 when we have our large commercial fireworks show.
Great.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a full day of fun for everyone.
Well, it sure is. It certainly is.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Is it okay if we wear sundresses?
Please don't say no. That's what we've been we've been planning this for 9 months now.
Matching sundresses.
Matching sundresses. Well, I will say this much. At least you'll be dressed because it is family friendly. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually wear a sun skirt. So.
We're not ready. It'll be different. We will have clothes on.
We have great stuff.
Well, that's confident.
Well, they play so good, it won't matter.
This is true.
You're giving us too much credit, I feel like.
Okay, yeah, Jennifer, we're going to be having a watermelon eating contest and a few other things going on.
Yes. The kids have a free watermelon eating contest, which is sponsored by Food Lion. And then there's a hot dog eating contest for the adults only, and that is sponsored by Carolina Pride.
Okay, and then we're going to... And then we'll finish off the evening with fireworks.
Yes. Yes, we will. So, the full day.
And for everyone out there, go ahead.
We're looking forward to it, yeah.
Okay, and just in case you guys don't know yet, for the first time, all this will be live streamed and it'll be on YouTube. So I'm going to really make you guys famous this year.
Oh, Lordy.
Okay. Are you going to get any live feed of the concert?
Yes, I will.
All right.
We're going to be competing with the Grateful Dead, apparently, too, that night. So we'll see who gets more ratings.
No problem. Okay. Anything else you guys like to add?
We're just looking forward to it. This will be one of our first shows in a few months, so we're trying to throw something together. We really enjoy playing in front of people, live audiences. That's our thing. Is the whole live show and it could be really good. It could be really bad. So we'll see.
No. That part wasn't in your contract.
There's a really bad clause, isn't there, we forgot to look at.
No, let me just say that
bad,
Brownsburg
is
something. Huh?
It's not bad. We think of it as more eccentric. It's all relative. It's based off perspective. What do you think it's good?
Well,
I know you
I'm
guys
let you...
have been. Oh, I'm sorry. I was
go
just going to say I know that they're a favorite of Greenwood, so we're really looking forward to having them, and I'm excited that you guys are joining us this year.
Yeah, we're excited to be a part of it. We appreciate it.
And I enjoy your guys' music, too. I'm really looking forward to it. And I know you're at practice right now, so I'm going to let you get back to it. And thanks for stopping by and talking with us today.
Well, thanks for having us, Robert. Looking forward to it.
You guys have a good one.
All right, man.
See you Friday. Thank you.
See you guys Friday.
Thank you. Woo-hoo. Okay.
All right, Jen, would you like to add any words before we sign off the air?
No. I'm just looking forward to this weekend. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope that your audience chooses to come join us. So,
okay.
You
did make a few changes to the schedule. Could you give us an update on that real quick?
Yes. One of the first schedules that went out had a band called Bless Your Heart for the Saturday night performance. They will not be joining us this year. A band called Kindlin stepped up to the plate and took their place. Bless
wow.
Your Heart's guitar player was called up to the Army. So what better excuse for the 4th of July? I mean, he's one of the people that we honor and celebrate, those who have made the sacrifice and are making the sacrifice for this country. So we certainly wish them all the best. We wish him all the best. And, so Kinlan stepped up to the plate for them, so they'll be there. So that was a little bit of a change to the schedule. But I think things are going to run smoothly. We're still looking forward to having the Night Affair band there. That's another wonderful band. So we're blessed to have some very good talent coming this year, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay. Also, at 11:30, I believe, you're having another addition to your schedule?
Yes. 11:30, we are adding Benitra Calhoun, who is a very, very wonderful woman and a fantastic singer. She is the co-host of a radio program on Rejoice 1090 AM, and she will be coming. She'll be singing that national anthem, and she'll be singing some gospel songs. So we are really looking forward to adding her to our lineup.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you for your time, Jennifer, and you've done a lot of work on this festival, and we're looking forward to having a great time this weekend, and thank you for all your hard work.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. And I'll see you out there.
Okay, you sure will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, so we're going to give you a quick wrap-up before we get off air. It's starting in about 48 hours. We'll have Friday night, July 3rd, Concert in the Park, featuring Brown Sugar Substitute, the guys we just spoke with. That'll start approximately 6 p.m. We'll have food and craft vendors and amusement rides. Then we'll come back Saturday morning, 4th of July. And on Main Street, we're going to have our big Independence Day parade. It's going to be at 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock out in the park, we're going to have patriotic music. 11:30, Benitra Calhoun. 12 o'clock, we're going to have the 96 Seniors Group. At 1 o'clock, we're going to have Karen Lewis. At 2 o'clock, we're going to have Sabrina Miller and Jennifer Sargent. At 3 o'clock, we're going to have the 96 Studio Dancers. They're really interesting and good. Now, at 4 o'clock, we're going to have Kindling. They're from 4 o'clock till 6:30. From 7 to 9:45, the Night Affair Band, and at 9:45, the Fireworks Show. Now, in between, at 1 o'clock, we're going to have the Kids Watermelon Eating Contest, the Auto Truck Contest, that's going to be at 1 o'clock, judging begins, 2 o'clock, Motorcycle Judging Contest begins, at 3 o'clock, 96 Chamber of Commerce Photo Contest winner will be announced. At 4 o'clock, we're going to have the hot dog eating contest. And like I said, during the day, we're going to have amusement rides, vendors, foods, homemade and specialty crafters, live entertainment, and fireworks. So it's a free family fun event. So we're inviting everyone to come on out, have a great time, and just have an enjoyable day. It looks like the weather's not going to be too hot, so everyone come on out and have a great time. And I'm your host, Robert Hart, and I'm signing off for now. Bye-bye.